AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials at the Pentagon say the deadly U.S. airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan may have exceeded the rules for American forces. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
From
General John Campbell says Afghan forces fighting the Taliban requested the strike, but U.S. troops are not authorized to fulfill every Afghan request. Campbell's ordering all American forces there to be retrained on just when they can use firepower.
To prevent any future incidents of this nature.
Campbell's already called the strike a mistake. Several investigations are underway, and Defense Secretary Ash Carter says if they find any misconduct,
we'll hold accountable. Any responsible.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Classes are canceled for the rest of the week at Eastern Kentucky University. The school says graffiti was discovered this week that read, "Kill all." There was no evidence of any imminent danger. The Senate is expected to vote later today on a defense policy bill. President Obama says he will veto. The president says it's too expensive. He wants to spend more on domestic agencies. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is again saying the Benghazi investigation in the House is not intended to undermine Hillary Rodham Clinton's presidential campaign.
Benghazi is not political. It was created for one purpose and one purpose only, to find the truth on behalf of the families of the four dead Americans, period.
The chairman of the committee, Trey Gowdy, told MSNBC, in his words, McCarthy screwed up. Kevin McCarthy is the leading candidate to be the next Speaker of the House. People in South Carolina are anxiously waiting for floodwaters to recede. Dive teams are searching for two people who disappeared after they drove around a barricade. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham warned the flooding could break the bank of federal emergency funds. Wall Street stocks higher. The Dow is up about 40 points. This is AP Radio News. Federal investigators looking for the cargo ship, the El Faro, in the Atlantic, are hoping to recover the data recorder. It's believed the El Faro sunk during Hurricane Joaquin off the Bahamas. Vice Chair Bella Dinh-Zarr at the National Transportation Safety Board says they're already gathering data.
We look at all of the records. We request any information on paper or electronically that is available about the ship, any communications that were made from the ship.
33 people were on board the El Faro. Thomas Lindahl is one of three scientists who won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry.
I know that over the years I have occasionally been considered for a prize, but so are hundreds of other people. So I feel very lucky and proud to be selected today.
Lindahl thought originally the call was a prank. They won the Nobel for showing how cells repair damaged DNA. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.